This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. We're talking about Peer-to-Peer Network. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Josh Sidaitis. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate it.
Hey, before we get started, because we've got a lot of new listeners, just briefly, the elevator pitch of who you guys are and what you do real fast.
So we're a digital business card company, the first of its kind with proprietary solutions for marketing in the new millennium.
You know, the last time that you were on the show, we talked about a lot of things. If you would, bring us up to speed. What's new since the last time you've been on the show since March?
Well, you know, I always have something big to announce every time I come on your show. I'm really proud to announce that our OTC application was not only submitted before the June 30th deadline, but our OTC application has finished processing and been approved, paving the way for us to be able to get our financials uploaded and current. So let me repeat that. We are really proud to announce our OTC application has been approved. And it was no easy feat either. It was a real pain in the neck. We had to change our name because FINRA wouldn't recognize us as MobiCard, and the Secretary of State was recognizing us as MobiCard. And it was one of those, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
So, right.
Unless we get a financials current, we couldn't get our corporate actions effectuated with FINRA. And we couldn't get our financials current unless we changed the name of the Secretary of State back to Peer-to-Peer Network. So it was a real dilemma. But as you know, the SEC came out with an amendment to the Exchange Act Rule 15C2-11, which governs when broker-dealers can publish electronic quotes in securities that are not traded on exchange. And on September 16th, 2020, the SEC announced the amendment to this rule to make it that all companies designated on the OTC markets as pink, no information, or otherwise fail to provide current information as required will no longer be eligible for public quoting, subject to certain limited exceptions. If these companies did not take proactive steps to make disclosures available before or on September 28th, and I spoke with Dina, actually, from compliance over at the OTC market and their office, and she told me that, you know, that companies needed to, number one, file an application for the OTC IQ on or before June 30th, 2021, and number two, post your financials, your current information on the OTC market on or before September 28th. So this really is big news for us. Not only have we filed and jump through all of those hoops necessary to get our OTC application approved, which means that we're just one giant step closer to having our financials current and the stop sign removed.
So let me ask you this. What comes next? What's the time frame for the financials to be current?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? This was a really big step. There was confusion on some of our accountants' end about if they would actually have our financial statements ready for June 30th, and I was actually pushing them to be ready so that we could act in. But they had some confusion. We had done a settlement, and this is no stranger to our shareholders. We did a settlement with Code to Action shareholders, now PTOP shareholders, and they needed some of the exact dates of the deposits for that settlement to come to fruition. And I've actually given them that information that they needed. I actually just did that yesterday. I believe they have all of the financial information they need now, that they're in the process of completing the actual financial statement. So they're going to need a little bit of time, maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks, and then they'll hopefully be done. They need to prepare all those financial statements. Then our general counsel, securities attorney, will sign off on a legal opinion. Once they send me those financial statements and I have that legal opinion, I can then upload them directly to the OTC markets. In my conversation with that woman from the OTC markets, she explained to me that after I upload the financials, their staff over at OTC will review them. And she said 90% of the time, they will ask companies like us to amend our financial reports. They'll find something that needs to be fixed. And then after we make, so 90% of the time, so I'm assuming that will be us as well. And then we will need to make an amendment to our financial reports and then refile it. Usually takes another 3 to 5 business days for them to review it. Then as long as no other amendments are needed, they will post the financials publicly. And then within 48 hours of the financials being posted, the stop sign will be removed and trading functions to be updated. So I'm anticipating, you know, by the end of July that we should be able to have the stop sign removed. Give or take, there's always that time frame. And then after we do have our financials current, you know, I do plan to file for DWAC eligibility as soon as they are cleared. This would allow our shareholders to use, you know, electronic share transfer. It should open up many other options for brokerage firms to deposit, trade in our stock. The OTC markets apologize for the extra month wait to process our application, but as you can imagine, you know, they're overwhelmed by submissions due to the July 30th deadline.
Right,
due to these
absolutely.
Rules. Yeah. And so everything's taking longer because it's just massive amounts of submissions they received. And, you know, this is an exciting time for Peer-to-Peer Network and the MobiCard team. Clearly, we are of the opinion that having our financials finally completed and posted will add value to our stock price as well as pave the way for the company to file for Reg A offerings as well as eventually file a Form 10 to go back to fully reporting SEC filing status. But we've got a ways to go yet. This was, you know, the financials will be the third strategic objective that I really set out to accomplish when I took over the reins of CEO. So I'm excited to finally get the financials current, expect it very soon, although it's hard to predict exactly when they'll get posted due to the massive volume of companies also trying to do the same thing and the resources of the OTC markets being stretched thin. But we're ahead of the pack. Our application is approved, so we're looking good.
Josh, you've been on the show many, many times. We've talked about the app. We've talked about the MobiCard. Let me ask you this. What is going on with the Apple app? Where are we at?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you know, we had contracted. We had the app in the App Store, and this is actually a real point of contention. It's very frustrating to myself, obviously our shareholders. It's not visible in the Apple Store right now. The reason this is, you know, it's the reason we moved away from Think Latitude to our own in-house technology team in the first place. When we did a code handoff with Think Latitude, they immediately took their name off the app in the Apple Store as developers. This caused Apple to remove the app from being able to be downloaded in their Apple Store. So we were under the impression that we would need to resubmit the app to Apple and they'd have to audit again, and that would take time. However, we just learned that Apple will allow for Think Latitude to simply transfer the app to our new development team. And it's a very simple process. This should be fixed well within 7 business days. This is a really simple process. Let me be clear, though. The Apple app works now if you had previously downloaded. However, we just can't have new downloads until it's back to being visible in the Apple Store. And this should be cleared up as soon as possible. We don't really know why Think Latitude didn't do this before when they handed the code off to us. This really should have been done simultaneously. They removed their name as developers. They should have simultaneously transferred the app so that the app was never out of the App Store at all. It's unclear if this was just overlooked on their end or what happened on their end to not follow through on the transfer process with Apple, but it just illustrates exactly why we left them in the first place. We need a team that acts quickly and does things for MobiCard's best interest. Our in-house team of developers solely focus on MobiCard in every aspect. So Nick Santanet, our Chief Technology Officer, you met him last time I was on, Jay Wallace, they're restructuring the architecture of MobiCard. They'll be implementing a new back-end API that will be better to scale to a larger user base. They will be addressing any other bugs or mishaps inherited by Think Latitude code according to a bug document we've been working on forever. So our priority is to have a high-quality back-end API that's scalable for years to come. Once Think Latitude fulfills their responsibility of transferring over the app via the Apple Developer Protocol, our Apple app will be back up, and then our back-end will be completely rebuilt very shortly after ThinkL finally completes their code handoff responsibility. So as soon as they do finish the Apple app, will be as soon as they finish the transfer, the Apple app will be back up in the Apple Store. I personally emailed the CEO of Think Latitude the instructions given to us by Apple so that he can give instructions to his team to finally complete the code handoff and get our app transferred over so it's back in the store. I don't think they purposely, you know, tried to hurt MobiCard. I think it was just overlooked. I'm sure their CEO will do the right thing. It'll be completed quickly. Literally will take.
Josh, we got about a minute. We got about a minute left, and I want to get to my two questions, if I may. Before I get to MobiCard's future, if you would, just elaborate, if you could, in 30 seconds, what makes MobiCard so special? And two, bring us up to date on the commercialization, where we're at or how far we're out.
So what makes MobiCard so special? I think that was the question you're throwing out there. I think it's the proprietary patents that we hold, right? There are other digital business cards out there. You know, there's the tap card. You've got to be in the physical proximity of those individuals. Our product is unlike any other out there today. We're the only ones that can be shared via text message or email that links all your social media in one spot, that gives you the data analytics. More importantly, the most important thing that people share business cards with is to generate new business. With our data analytics on the back end, you can receive a real-time alert anyone opens your card. Not only do you see who he is, but you'll get their contact information, meaning that you can follow up with them either right then and there in the moment, seeing the people, the data analytics of how much time they spent on your card, what they clicked on. It makes you use your time more efficiently. If you know somebody spent 30 minutes on your card versus they looked at it for 30 seconds, you're going to want to follow up with the person that looked at your card for 30 minutes, clicked on your website.
Right. I get that. How about commercial application? How far are we out?
So at the enterprise apps, we've really got people that are already lined up. I've literally got contracts. One of the old former CEOs also had five-year deals inked. We just need to make sure once our team has it that we have the API on the back end. We're thinking 45 days, they'll have that back end completed, and then we can start to sign up enterprise accounts. As far as I'm concerned, we really haven't we've been in really beta the entire time that we've had it. We've started to sign up users, but we haven't really kicked off a massive marketing. So we're looking about 45 days. And I think what's in store for MobiCard's future is really just growth, growth, and then more growth, right? Getting the financials current will lead to growth in the stock price, the reflection of our assets. In the short term, having the financials completed will remove our stop sign that will allow us to get DWAC eligibility, should have the Apple app back to be downloaded in the App Store within the next week or two, should lead to growth in our user base. Then once we have that back end, we'll lead to growing that enterprise account. And we do, I want to say in the future, and this is going to be particularly, we want to grow our intellectual property portfolio by adding another patent. Growth in our IP portfolio, we believe, is important. I did just renew 5 of our domain names, including MobiCoin, MobiCoin Rewards, amongst others. So we might see in the next 6 months a new rewards program being instituted as well. I'll touch upon this at a later date.
All right. Unfortunately, we've come to the end and we've kind of run out of news. Josh, we need to wrap it up there. I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've said a lot today, and I'm very excited about you bringing everything to fruition. You got about 20 seconds to give us your last words.
All right. I just want to touch upon that stuff that I was discussing probably at a later date. We're extremely excited for the future. After my financials are current, my next strategic objective is 1 million users for our platform. I will continue to perform for the shareholders, and PTOP's future has really never looked brighter.
Josh, thank you so much for coming on the show. Peer-to-Peer Networks, a company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day. Take a look at them. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.